NASCAR is trying to increase its diversity, and its efforts go beyond who's behind the steering wheel. Pit crews have become essentially a sport within the sport as race teams train former college athletes to sprint around cars, changing tires and lugging equipment. In Concord recently, NASCAR held its first national pit crew combine, and its purpose was to attract minority athletes. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
Brandon Dozier didn't think playing football for UNC Charlotte would lead to this. Neither did his friends.
They're like, "Oh, what are you doing now since football fell through?" And I was like, right now I'm at a NASCAR combine. And they're like, "What? Like, what do you do?" I mean, I'm like, "Change tires."
Dozier had never changed a tire until the day before this combine. In fact, none of the nearly 20 people trying out are anything close to mechanics. Their specialties are college basketball, football, softball, and track and field.
Let's see what we got, okay?
Phil Horton was NASCAR's first African-American pit coach, and he runs the combine. He clips weight vests onto the athletes.
Strap them.
And their first test is a jump rope workout. Brianna Daniels is among many trying out from historically black colleges and universities. The former Norfolk State basketball guard grunts through ab rollers. And then sprints back and forth between cones.
Oh, God!
She slips, and Coach Horton says they have to stay under control.
Same thing like running around the car. Same thing like running around the car.
Pit crews evolved over the past 20 years or so from gearheads to athletes. After all, the stops are all about speed, strength, and precision. Today, pit road is arguably the most diverse part of NASCAR. Brandon Thompson oversees crew member development for the sport, and he says it's important to build on that.
To be able to see someone who looks like you and say, "Hey, you know, that could be me," it's not a pie-in-the-sky idea anymore, and it adds credibility when we go back and say, "No, like, the sport really is open and inclusive."
Thompson worked with HBCUs and other universities to draw athletes to the combine. They're competing for spots in the Drive for Diversity program, NASCAR's developmental program for minorities and women.
We always say that the crew member portion of the Drive for Diversity program is one of the hidden gems because for a long time it's been pumping people into the national series.
There are now about 35 graduates of the program working on pit road. In the lower circuit, they can make about $40,000 a year, and in the top series, six figures.
The one before that was way better. You just missed it by touch.
Kevin Richardson is one of the graduates. The former Appalachian State running back came to the combine to help out.
It's kind of like we never are out of this program because we come back and mentor the young guys whenever we get the opportunity at the work.
The athletes practiced firing air guns before the main event at the combine, a pit stop where they replaced two tires. One person wedges a 40-pound jack under the car and heaves. Two people fire guns to loosen lug nuts, and two others smack on 60-pound tires. Some stops go better than others. Coach Horton catches a San Diego State basketball player pressing the wrong button on the air gun.
So you tighten them. All right, we'll just switch it and let's get it right this time.
The longest stop took about 30 seconds. The fastest took 10, which Horton says is 3 seconds slower than the pros. Norfolk State's Brianna Daniels is getting the hang of it.
That gun is something crazy, I tell you. It's different when that pressure's coming out, too, and just seeing the lug nuts fly off. And then the sparks flying out, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Several women have made it on pit road, but there's only one regularly working there now. Daniels takes that as a challenge.
Me being, you know, minority and being a female, it already makes it hard and tough for me. So I'm just trying to, you know, add a new face to the pit crew stop, you know, change the game a little bit.
Later this month, Coach Horton and NASCAR's Brandon Thompson will pick 10 athletes from the combine to join the Drive for Diversity program. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Concord.